Although the multiple failure of nuclear power reactors at Fukushima, Japan, is one of the worst nuclear accidents in world history, corporate press outlets have cut back on most of their coverage of the disaster triggered by the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. Since the early days of the crisis, three of Fukushima's six nuclear reactors melted down and spewed radioactivity into the atmosphere and nearby ocean. Although a 20-kilometer or 12-mile exclusion zone was imposed around the stricken plant, many radioactive hotspots outside the zone have caused the local population to be concerned about the negative health effects, especially among children. In response, Fukushima's prefectural government will conduct thyroid cancer testing on all residents who were 18 years old or under when the accident occurred, and repeat examinations every 2 years until age 20, and then every 5 years. The affected population is estimated to be 360,000. Radioactive contamination of Japan's food supply, including beef, produce, and seafood, has moved the government to launch a plan to purchase and destroy all tainted beef and other tainted food items. Medical research has found prolonged exposure to radiation in the air, ground, and food can cause leukemia and other cancers. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Arjun Makhijani, president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, who provides an update on the continuing nuclear disaster at Fukushima, Japan, and the response thus far by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to safeguard America's nuclear power plants.
Mostly it is fairly static in that there are low-level releases still going on. The very serious releases of the first few weeks, you know, have diminished considerably. The temporary cooling arrangements are going on. In the last few weeks, you know, it has become clear that the accident in terms of the meltdown was more serious. And I think they should have known initially that it was more serious. At least some people had said that, in the sense that in reactor number one, for instance, there had been a complete meltdown and the fuel seems to have melted through the reactor vessel. So the reactor vessel does not have integrity anymore. And that might have happened in the other two reactors as well. You know, they have plans to put a sort of a polyethylene plastic dome over building one and maybe later on the other buildings, a damaged building, so as to try to contain the releases and filter the air. But it's very unclear how they're going to decommission this. Now, so far as the inhabitants are concerned that have been evacuated, they don't know when they're going to be able to go home. There are a lot of hot spots that are contaminated, and the hot spots actually extend in irregular patterns from the site quite a bit farther away than the zone in which people had been said, you know, stay indoors. And I'm afraid, you know, looking at the picture today, more than 4 months, nearly 4.5 months after the start of the accident, I think there's been a pretty serious mismanagement of the whole evacuation, radiation protection situation. Of course, it's not like Chernobyl. Chernobyl was, you know, there was a cover-up and people were allowed to be irradiated at very severe levels for quite some time before they were evacuated. That was not the case here. So I think the population's been better protected. But that's a cold comfort. Chernobyl was extremely bad in terms of public protection.
Well, Arjun Makhijani, What are your biggest concerns concerning this cleanup by the government of Japan and TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company? Are they doing things properly in a way that you think will ensure the safety of the people of Japan, given that there have been a lot of protests as well as concerns about the limits of exposure, especially for children in the area around Fukushima Prefecture? What are your top concerns there?
Well, my top concerns are really, as you said, regarding the safety of the public and the public being able to resume something resembling a normal life and the proper monitoring of the public. Fortunately, the idea that children could be exposed to the same level as workers just by going to school and playing, this idea has been discarded, and they're going to try to clean up the schools and map the hot spots. That's going to take some time. I'm very concerned that this site could become a nuclear dump in a very seismic zone right on the Pacific Ocean with enormous amounts of radioactivity. I don't see that they've put forward a credible plan to actually decommission the site. There was a lot of talk of pouring concrete and, you know, burying the waste there, but you cannot leave this material on the seashore in a seismic zone. It would be very dangerous for the future to do that. And I have not seen any credible plan to decommission this site.
Arjun Makajani, as we close out here, your organization has given some thought to the lessons that we need to learn from Fukushima about the safety of nuclear power plants here in the United States. And as you look at the status of our nuclear power industry and the plants, the reactors, what do you come away with as the most important thing we need to do immediately, the government and the nuclear power utilities? What do they need to do to ensure that we don't have a horrendous accident like Fukushima?
Well, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission had a 90-day task force evaluating Fukushima. They've come out with their interim report, the 90-day report. And there are some very good things in that report. I think it's quite inadequate in most ways, but there are some very good things in it. They call the existing regulations a patchwork in some respects, and I think we need to replace that patchwork. For example, some plants have had seismic evaluations recently and some not. We're still allowing companies to do self-assessments. We need to stop a lot of laxness in regard to regulation, even though we're living in an anti-regulatory climate. We also need to stop relicensing existing plants, stop making the decisions to extend their lives until the lessons of Fukushima are fully clear and we understand about what needs to be done regarding safety. We need to make sure we don't have a tragedy like Fukushima. And the other thing we need to do, to begin to do immediately, is to take spent fuel out of the pools and put it in dry storage. The older spent fuel that's more than 3 to 5 years old can be taken out of the pool and put into much safer dry storage, and we need to begin that. But the NRC has not ordered these things. The chairman of the NRC wanted to implement the recommendations to change the regulations within 90 days, but the majority of the NRC is not for it.
That was Arjun Makajani, president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research. Find links to more information about the Fukushima nuclear disaster on our website at btlonline.org.